couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies, the proclaimed most influential voices in film.
Yes, the fat guys have been called the most influential voices in film, and that's a great thing.
I've been called a lot of things in my day.
That's true.
But that's the first time that influential, most, and film all in the same sentence.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I like it.
Cool. What are we on? What's on the clock today? There's nothing coming out this week except
Shrek 3.
Shrek the Third.
Which we're going to have a little smackdown about that.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
It might be a little bit of a fight on there. But we're going to talk about Shrek 3. We're going to talk about some entertainment news. But first, let's get some housekeeping stuff. Give us our contact information for people who want to reach us.
Yes,
and tell us how awesome we are.
I know that everyone out there is wondering, how do I reach the fat guys at the movies? Pretty simple.
Go to the snack bar.
Yeah. Hang out at the cafe next to the movie theater. Couple different ways. Obviously, fatguysatthemovies.com. Hopefully, that's where you found us. But if you want to email us, it is fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. You can also reach us on dig.com and Podcast Alley. If you're on either one of those sites, give us a vote. Help us get our ranking up so that more people like you can find us and whatnot.
So we got a fat money coming in for the fat guys.
Some fat money.
It's all about us.
Or whatever.
I got a huge stripper habit. I got a ticket. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Does your wife listen to this show?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I usually don't let her.
Nice. There's also our hotline if you'd like to give us a call.
It's a 976 number, I believe, right?
It is. Area code 614-388-8735. And Kevin, this is a monumental show for us because
yes, sir.
We actually got a voicemail.
A voicemail?
Yes.
Woohoo! Somebody actually called us to let us know what they thought, huh?
Yeah, it's from our current
It wasn't
friends.
Like some ex-girlfriend trying to track you down or anything like that.
No, this time it wasn't. I had to delete all of those. But this is from our current good friends over at Veercast. And I say current because by the end of this, they may not be our good friends anymore.
Okay, well, do you have their names? As I recall, a couple episodes ago, you forgot their names.
I forgot their names. We have Josh Ratty and Tim Toomey, who are the two guys. And then Adam Angulo.
He's not a guy, apparently. He's running around with like Barbie parts going
on.
Well,
no, Adam or Josh and Tim are the two guys who didn't call us. But okay. Adam Angulo is the one who called us. And I wanted to play this because this is one of the funnier voicemails that we have ever gotten.
Show the love!
Hey, this is Adam from Veercast, and this message is for the guys over at Fat Guys at the Movie. Look, I tried calling your other phone, and it's disconnected, and I really need that child support payment, because when I wanted to get that abortion, you said it was your baby, too, but man up. That's all I want to say. Man up. Listen to Veercast.
Okay, now hold on a second. Adam, I've given you the money for the abortion. I've given you it three times, and you keep blowing it on whores and cocaine.
Yes.
No, maybe that's why you need an abortion.
Yes. Well, the funny part is that if you listen to Veercast, which you should, don't get me wrong, they're a great show, but they also talked about us blowing coke on Danielle Fishel, I think.
No, it was up orifices.
Up the orifice of someone else. But we don't blow coke here in the studio. We save that for outside.
We go outside to do that because it's a little cleaner.
But they also made some very...
Yes, just to let you know.
Some fighting words
were
spoken.
They called me Urkel.
Urkel.
I am not Urkel.
I've never seen you so offended in my
life. Urkel is such a scrawny little kid. No, if I'm anyone, I'm Alfonso Roberto Carlton Banks from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Who was a good dancer, I remember.
Hey, I'm a great dancer. You know, if I embody anybody from those sort of like 80s, 90s sitcoms, that's who I am. Carlton, man, with Argyle socks and all that good stuff.
And who did they equate? They said that Ryder Strong.
Well, they didn't actually say Ryder Strong.
They got his name wrong.
They got his name wrong. Shows how much they know about.
They got our
Boy Meets
right,
World.
At least.
Yeah, at least they got our name. But they gave your name. You, and I don't know what they called you, like Brad Strong. I don't know, something like that.
Sean Ryder.
Some gay porno name or whatever. And you're so not Ryder Strong. If anything, actually, you kind of do look a little bit like Ben Savage in his older years in that show.
All right. Well, only fatter.
Only a little chubbier than Ben Savage. But, you know, hey, but we're fat guys at the... You know, wait, don't they got a phone number?
Yeah, let's call them. I think we should do that, Kevin.
It is on. It is on.
Let's do that right now, in fact. We're going to put them on speakerphone.
Bring it.
And we're going to call and harass Veercast. So let's see here.
Don't forget to dial *67 so they can't trace your phone number. What'd you do?
My computer's not working correctly.
It's because it's not as Macintosh that cures cancer and finds weapons of mass destruction.
No.
Come on, didn't you already have it? Oh, my Lord.
No, I called it on the other phone. Crap.
Do we need to edit this out?
Yeah, we're going to have to edit this out.
After some technical difficulty from, Macintosh genius Neil Miller, we are now ready to call the Veercast guys. Okay, here we go. You got it on speaker?
Yeah, let's see.
Here we go.
Let's see if it dials. There we go.
Yeah, it's inactive. It's going to be some gay phone sex line or something like that.
I hope I got the right number.
Yeah, we're going to call somebody.
Somebody's going to pick up.
It's their mom. Oh, it's at the mom's house. We're gonna get sued. It's a good thing you dialed *67. They'll never track us down. Never. It's just gonna ring off the hook. I feel like I'm connecting to AOL. Okay, wait, here we go.
Hey, this is the Veercast voicemail. Leave us a voicemail. Maybe we'll read you on our podcast. Sweet.
Please record your message after the tone. When you're done, please hang up.
Okay, Veercast people, this is Urkel calling you from Fat Guys at the Movies. We are incensed and insulted that you didn't give us more meat on our bones. I am, in fact, Alfonso Ribeiro. I think that's how you pronounce my name. From Carlton Banks from Fresh Prince.
All you guys need to know is you really angered Kevin. And if it's a war that you want, I think it's a war we're going to have to give you.
I'm sweating right now. Of course, I'm a fat guy, so I sweat everywhere.
Yes.
But it's on, baby.
Yes,
on like Donkey Kong.
This is the actual Neil from Fat Guys the Movies, not the fake Neil that called into your show last week. And I just want you guys to know that while I love your show, definitely not 110% better than our show. So, that's all I have to say right now.
Yeah, they're not going to play it.
All right, Fat Guys the Movies out.
Okay, so there we go. Now I feel better. A little bit of drunk dialing in the middle of the night.
We just kind
of
drunk dialed Veercast.
Okay, so
I think we need to move on. But before we move on,
do you need to plug somebody else here that's going to like give us crap?
Well, I hope so, because I've been addicted to Smodcast lately, which is Scott Mosier and Kevin Smith.
That other guy who works
that
with Scott Mosier. I think he directs sometimes.
I don't know.
Whatever.
He might have did Clerks. But Kevin Smith's podcast. Big fan of Kevin Smith. And I've been kind of addicted to the podcast. So if you're out there and you like movies and you like us, they're very similar to us, only they're really famous and we're not.
Give us your phone number. We'll send you an abusive phone call, too.
Yes, we'd love to call Kevin Smith and just say, hey, what's up? But if we could get Michael Bay's phone number, that'd be so much better.
If I had Michael Bay's phone number, I would drunk dial him every night, and I'd hang up. I'd be like, this is Ben Affleck. Why am I not in Transformers? Click. So that's what I'm gonna do. Speaking of big summer movies, we got to move on. Shrek 3, Shrek the Third, coming out this week. It's the only thing coming out, and we're gonna take a break now. Lead out with the trailer, and we're gonna review this movie when we get back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you and you and you. They grow up so fast.
Okay, you have a very full day filling in for the king and queen.
My butt is itching up a storm and I can't reach it.
Get it? Scratch that line.
I'm dying.
Oh, I am the rightful king of far, far away.
The only thing you're ever gonna be king of is King of the Stupids.
If you think this whole mad scene ain't dope, or what I'm saying ain't straight tripping, just say, oh, no, you didn't. Then I'll know it's whack.
I know he's a jerk and everything, but I gotta admit, that charming makes me hotter than July.
Ew. Okay, we got Shrek in the theaters right now. It is the big summer movie of the week, the only movie of the week, except for a couple like independent stuff that's not coming anywhere.
In like
but like
four theaters.
Yeah, New York and L.A. for people who don't want to, you know, I'm sure if you live in L.A., you're probably overly Shrek'd out by now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got kids, and they watch Nickelodeon, which is a Paramount property, which also owns DreamWorks, which is Shrek. And I'm telling you, I cannot escape Shrek. It is all over the place. It's on every single ad. A couple weeks ago, it was all Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. Now it's like Shrek Cheetos, you know, corn chips. It's Shrek bathing suits. It's Shrek nose hairs trimmers. Everything is being advertised.
Well, that's Shrek. Because with Spider-Man, they got rid of that marketing campaign because they realized you can't market a movie that sucks. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, 250 some million later. Yeah, right. And how much are we making from this show? 250
cents.
No, I wish. Jeez, that works out to be thousands and thousands of dollars. That comes well over $100. You know. So. Anyway, Shrek 3. This is the thing. I like the first Shrek. My biggest beef with the first Shrek. We'll get into this later, but I liked Shrek. I thought Shrek 2 was a huge improvement, actually. I really, really, really loved Shrek 2. I was nervous going into this because it was hyping it up, and I don't know, maybe I was expecting too much. I was a little excited, but, you know, gosh, I was not impressed with Shrek 3 at all.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah, whatever.
I just like the whole... Every movie, I have a feeling this is going to go on all summer where you're not going to like it because you're bitter that Spider-Man sucked.
Wait a minute. You're like, Spider-Man. I'm bitter and because I like and Spider-Man, bitter, I'm bitter?
You're a bitter fanboy.
Yeah, whatever.
But I liked Shrek 3, and I'll tell you why.
Wait, a phone rang. I think it's Michael Bay calling you. I think he needs a booty call. Why don't you run over to Michael Bay's
house? Oh, no, we're going to talk about Transformers later.
Okay, we'll talk about Transformers later. You're like, oh, you're bitter. You don't like Michael Bay. You say he's a hack. How dare you? He's a brilliant filmmaker.
But anyways.
He's not related to whoever the guy who's supposed to be his father, who did Frankenheimer. Supposed to be his father, and not his father. Whatever.
Whatever.
You don't follow this.
It's way outside of my
head.
Radar.
Okay,
here.
Go on. What'd you think Shrek of Shrek
3? I like Shrek 3. And I like the first two. I seriously, when it comes to animated movies, I have the cinematic tastes of an 8-year-old. I really do. So I'm in touch with the kids.
Yes. Which is why you get all that anime porn.
Right. Wait, what?
What?
I think it has a lot of things working for it. One, this isn't a movie for me and you. This is a movie for the kids. And I think... It works for the kids. It's just as funny as the other two. It's just as cheesy. You've got some of those memorable characters, Puss in Boots and Donkey, that come back and really kind of add to the story. It's not really about Shrek anymore.
Well, on that level, I mean, I will give you this. There's a difference between me saying I liked it or didn't like it and whether or not it's going to make money. I think Shrek is going to be one of the biggest movies of the summer. And one of the reasons for that is there's nothing out there right now that you can take your little kids to. You've got Meet the Robinsons, which has been out for 2 months.
Yeah, it's over.
It's done. I mean, it's still doing well, but that's because there's nothing else out there.
Right.
And it's not going to have any real competition until Ratatouille comes out at the end of June. Right. You can say Surf's Up, but I think Surf's Up's going to suck, and I don't think it's going to do as well. But it's going to bank money. It's going to print money. I wish that I was a producer on Shrek 3, even though I don't think it's a good movie, because I think it's just going to just rake in the dough.
See, but I think it did everything that it set out to do. It's kind of cheesy.
And kinda,
it's kind of watered down. It's not. I'm not going to say that it's better than the other two.
But here's the thing. Go on.
I really enjoyed the other two. I enjoyed this one. It is funny, and there's enough humor in it for the big kids like me. I laughed through the whole thing. Like, I thought that there were moments where I just kind of laughed out loud, and all the people sitting around me were like, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah, but that was like that was during like the you know the green card in front of the trailers. You were like laughing. Oh, PAA.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah. Okay. This is the thing with Shrek for me. I thought the first movie was really unique and different. And by the time Shrek 2 came out, and then you had all these other movies like Ella Enchanted, Hoodwinked, and Happily Never After, which has a strikingly, strangely familiar plot. If you watch Shrek the Third, and you've seen Happily, if you're one of those dozen or so people who actually saw Happily Never After, they're very similar plots, almost like lines exactly familiar. I'm wondering who snuck that plot out to Lionsgate for them to make their movie. Nobody saw it.
Right.
But it's...
So it doesn't really matter.
Well, there's a huge been there, done that feel with Shrek 2. I've seen all the stuff, and I see a lot of animated films. I see a lot of children's films, partly because I have kids, but also because I see a lot of the Disney films that come out and a lot of the DVDs. This really had the feel of a direct-to-video DVD sequel, something like The Little Mermaid 2 or Cinderella 2 or Lady and the Tramp 2, where they're really forcing a story that's not there. And it's like they had the writers and they say, look, we're going to do another Shrek. Put a gun to their head and say, make a script. And at this point, we need to start shooting it or rendering it or whatever, whether it's good or not. go with it. And it's substandard and to the quality that I expect from the Shrek movies.
I'll give it that. It wasn't as great as the other ones, but I thought it was still just a very fun movie, and it still has that charm.
I mean,
Shrek charm.
I'm going to see it again. I'm going to bring my kids. Yeah. My kids are going to love it.
Definitely want to take the kids.
Take the kids.
Too.
I'm not saying not go see
it. And this is the nice thing for parents, and I know a lot of parents probably don't listen to our show, but
because we're referencing anime porn, and all that good stuff.
We call each other gay.
That's just you.
But
pay me $50.
It's only 93 minutes long, so it's short. Mm-hmm. So if you've got little ADD kids, it works out just fine. The only thing I didn't like about this movie, I'm going to say something bad about it. I didn't like the soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack was out of place.
It did not work. Like
Live and Let Die made no sense at that point.
Well, that one wasn't as bad as some of just the other. There were some songs in there that just didn't work. The first movie was so great that
with the Smash Mouth song opening it up.
Yeah, and that Alleluia song, the one that written by Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, even the second one, fantastic. They had the Counting Crows. The music didn't fit.
I mean, I like certain supporting cast in it, but I thought that his entourage, the Pinocchio and the Gingerbread Man, were so much more funny last time. Although the scene where Pinocchio is getting interrogated is pretty good.
Yeah, but you can see that in the trailer.
That's true. That's the point. Exactly. You're making my point.
The best supporting cast in the whole movie are the princesses.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's all the girls from SNL. It's Maya Rudolph and
Amy Poehler, baby.
Amy Poehler.
And screw you, Will Arnett.
And I can't remember the other one, but
Sherry O'Terry.
Sherry O'Terry, Snow White, Cinderella, and Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
And Rapunzel, and they're just hilarious.
Yeah. Amy Sedaris too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She's in
she's
it. She's from Strangers with Candy.
Yeah. So they're all very funny, and I enjoyed them. So I really in the end walked away from it saying that was pretty darn good.
I would
take some kids to see that. I would recommend it.
But that's because you lurk around playgrounds and with candy, and going, "Hey kids, you want to go see Shrek?" That's a whole different story, man. You got to register for that when you move to a new town.
That's enough of you.
Okay. That's enough of us, because we got to go to a break here. We'll be coming back.
We need to grade it first, don't we?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of sucked.
I'm going to say kind of rocks, because it wasn't better than the first two, but it was still good. I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm sure we'll have another SmackDown later on. But we'll come back and do box office predictions and a little bit of a tease of what we really don't have going on in the second half.
Flowers lonely. I burn out slowly like a cigarette when you kiss me. Just to feel like.
All right, Kevin. Now, we're going to talk a little box office here, and I'm looking at the theater counts on these, which I do every week. And Shrek is a big release. I know it's the only release out there.
It's well over 100 theaters.
It's way over 100 theaters. And we talked when Spider-Man came out about it being the widest release ever. Yeah.
And I was wrong, actually. I'm going to say I was wrong. It's 4,200 theaters.
Yeah.
Like 10,000 screens.
Screens. Yeah.
I didn't know we had that many screens.
I knew you were wrong.
I know.
I don't want to embarrass you on the show. But Shrek is opening in 4,122 theaters. Spider-Man is expanding, if you can believe such a thing, 72 more theaters to 4,324.
Now, does that
so it is almost Shrek is almost as wide of a release as Spider-Man was.
How many screens are we talking? Do you know that?
That's the information we don't have. No big deal. I would imagine it's in the range of 10,000 screens. But
oh sure, well and I'm curious as to how many of the screens they're going to pull Spider-Man off, because really now if you look at it, it's making $1 million a day and that's it. I mean, and that means that's it for a huge movie like that.
Right, and I really think Shrek being a shorter movie, they can get more showtimes in.
That's true.
It's a lot shorter, and especially with Pirates next week, that it'll be a good alternative to families that don't want to go sit through a 3-hour movie.
Actually, I think Pirates is going to do more good for Shrek than it is for Pirates.
Right,
actually.
And I really think that this week is the end of Spider-Man, because we saw a huge drop, and I know I mentioned this in my Weekend Warrior post last week, where the first Spider-Man only dropped 42% from week one to week two. The second Spider-Man was 45. This one's 60% drop from week one to week two.
Yeah, but see, when you're going 60% drop from 150 million.
Yeah, but it's the other ones did 130, 140.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't...
It's
a huge drop.
It's a big drop, but you're always going to see that on hyped movies. I mean, right. Every now and then you get movies that are freight trains, like Pirates from last year. But,
right. Well, I mean, especially big hyped movies that are very disappointing, like Spider-Man.
Oh, shut up.
So,
Shrek's going to win the weekend.
I'm going to say Shrek's going to win the weekend. I'm going to say that it's up in the 90 I don't think it's going to do 120, but I think it's going to make between 90 and 105.
I don't think it's going to crack 100 million, but it's going to be up there, 80, 90 million. It's going to be a huge release. It's the only new one out there. You're going to see a huge drop in Spider-Man, but you see a huge drop in everything.
I'm calling Spider-Man under 40.
Well
under 40.
Oh, easy under 40. It's going to drop another 50%. It's probably going to be 30, 35 million. I mean,
that's... So, I'm going to call it again this week. Because I called it last week and it worked. Hot Fuzz stays in the top 10 again. Because I'm holding out on Hot Fuzz. If you have not seen Hot Fuzz, you need to go see Hot Fuzz because it's the best movie
The Swan has escaped.
The Swan has escaped.
And we got to escape here because it is the end of the half hour.
End of the half hour, yeah.
We're down at the bottom of the hour. We will come back with more movies, DVD roundup, and some entertainment news. We are fat. We are here. We are the fat guys at the movies. This is Alfonso Ribeiro coming to you live from somewhere in the Midwest.
From the magical studio in the sky.
I'm here with Ryder Strong, the porno star.
Not the porn star.
The guy who had sex with... Because
it would be Rides Strong.
Yeah, exactly.
But wait, didn't Ryder Strong have sex with Jordan Ladd in that movie? That
no, he specifically didn't have sex with Jordan Ladd. I think he had sex with the girl who was from Not Another Teen Movie, the naked chick from Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah, I was cool. I'd go for the flesh-eating virus to bang her.
Why not?
Again, my wife ain't listening to this show.
Yes.
We're going to do DVD roundup today. We had some, from last week's, big barrage of chick flicks that came out. We now got DVDs, some good ones this time.
A couple of acclaimed movies, if I may.
Let me start that off with... The acclaimed movie, Pan's Labyrinth, which won a bunch of awards. It won Oscars for everybody except Guillermo del Toro. it's a Spanish movie, isn't it? It's not Mexican, it's Spanish. Is it Mexican?
It's Spanish.
It's Spanish or
he's Mexican, but it's set in Spain.
But it was a Spanish production, correct?
Yes, yeah, because it's set in Spain.
Yeah, and this is, if you haven't seen it, this is the weird fantasy of... A little girl in World War II under fascist rule who's trying to cope with the, horrors of war and has these really bizarre and actually pretty horrifying fantasies at times.
Right.
It's a really well done movie. It's subtitled, but hey, get past that, people. Right. Go see the movie.
I think I recommended it to a friend when it was out in theaters, and I was like, dude, this is a great, very well done film. And he took that the wrong way. He took his girlfriend to see it, like a date movie.
Then they both came out of it. Fascism is not a great date movie.
They were like, "Oh, that sucked." And I'm like, "No. You saw it in the wrong context. You're not seeing it for entertainment value."
Well, no, it's still entertaining, but it's not the movie you're going to get laid after.
Exactly.
That's just the way it works. That was last week's DVDs, like music and lyrics.
But then again, after that, I told him, I was like, dude, I'm the guy who got laid after watching Brokeback Mountain, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but that story will end there because...
With a girl.
With a girl in the room watching him with another guy. That's exactly how it happened.
You're a disgusting man, and I hate you. But it's a well done. If you want to see a movie that is just well made, buy Pan's Labyrinth. I'm gonna say that's a good recommendation.
That's my recommendation. Now, going to a movie that you shouldn't go see. Let's hear your recommendation.
I'm picking this one on a whim, and I know I did this with Death of a President, and I was accosted for it, and then I felt shame later for it.
As much shame as you did after watching Brokeback Mountain and getting some afterwards.
No, because it was good afterwards.
Oh, this is sick.
Yes. I'm picking The Fountain this week because, there's really not a whole... Like, I couldn't pick Stomp the Yard. Like, I just can't bring myself to that because it was terrible.
I didn't see it. That's one I missed. But it did well, actually. It was one of those bizarre movies that suddenly was, 28 million. I'm like, what?
But didn't it come out in, January, and it was like...
Yeah.
It was in the Twilight Zone.
It did really well for, an early year movie.
But anyways, The Fountain, Darren Aronofsky, which I know that he's got a good fan base, and it's a very interesting film from the looks of it, and
it's a technical side, it's a really brilliant film.
But I've heard that it's kind of long.
No, it's not. That's the point. It's 90 minutes.
It's boring.
Minutes.
Like, it's slow.
It's 90 minutes. I fell asleep 5 times in this movie. Literally, dear 5 Lord. Times. I took Chris Alexis, who was here for our Spider-Man episode.
Yeah.
He and I went, because he's a rabid Darren Aronofsky fan. We went and saw it at a midnight show. Bad idea. And I fell asleep 5 times in the movie. Didn't miss a beat.
Jeez.
I did. I mean, I'm like every time I woke up, you're like, because I fell asleep in Deja Vu, and
right.
I missed the big explanation. I was like, oh, what the?
And then you wake up and you're like, oh,
like, what's
God,
going
I have
on?
No idea what's going on.
You know, so but that didn't happen. 5 times, fell asleep 5 times, and then when I was done, I look at Chris, and Chris is like, that was awful. And I mean, so, you know, you went after Death of a President, and you said, oh, I want to see it because, you know, anyone who kills Bush in a movie is okay in my book. but I'm like, okay, fine, politics. It was boring. And you're like, no, I'm going to pay big fat money to get this movie, bootleg copy. And,
yeah,
you know,
I got a next day shipping from Amazon. And
$80.
I don't regret buying the movie because... But I regret paying the next day shipping. But
there was more regrets after the
I did. I already
Brokeback Mountain incident.
No, stop with the Brokeback Mountain thing. I can't even believe I mentioned
you're
that.
You're the idiot
on
who brought
air.
It up.
But that's just because it's so unique. I've never met anyone else who's had that happen after Brokeback
Mountain. You haven't been hanging around the right circles, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I don't hang around the circles you think I hang around.
That's
so,
right.
But anyways,
I got
the
photographic
fountain,
evidence.
I've already picked up the fountain. I will see next week if Kevin's right, or if, like always, he's wrong.
I'm gonna smack him down. And he's gonna be like, you're gonna come walking in with your tail between your legs, going, "It looked really cool, but you know, Kevin,
you were right.
It kind of was boring. I had to go get a sandwich in the middle of it."
Yeah, one of these days we're not gonna have that happen. But anyways, what else is coming out?
Well, we already talked about Stomp the Yard, which I didn't see and you saw and you didn't like, so
yeah, it was bad.
That's because you're a racist. Now we've also got Seraphim Falls with Liam Neeson and Pierce Brosnan.
A racist homosexual
and a
child
guy hanging around giving candy, taking people to see Shrek.
Oh man. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. This is terrible.
Oh, she will.
Oh, I bet she
does. I'll listen to her with her.
Oh,
we'll be curled
that's
up
even
together.
Worse.
Seraphim
I think
Falls.
I just puked in my mouth.
There you go. I heard that some people do that for you. That's another weird fetish we won't talk about. Anyway, Seraphim Falls with Liam Neeson, Pierce Brosnan as bounty hunter in the after Civil War, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, don't know what it's like, but I'll tell you another one that's great. American Dad Volume 2 is coming out.
That's a good show. That's
it's
the
a great
guy. The
show.
Guy that did
Family Guy.
Yeah.
Doing Family, doing both of them at the same time, and I'll tell you his sister,
he's got some
Rachel
game.
McFarlane, she's
yeah.
a hottie.
Really?
Oh yeah. I'd do her after watching Brokeback Mountain. But I'll tell you, the second season's it's sort of like a half season. It's got stuff from the first season. It's not as good as the first season because the first season was so raw and they kind of realize they're doing a political thing, so they get a little. It's not that they get too political; they get too politically opinionated in it a couple
right.
times. But it's still a great show. It's still absolutely funny with Roger the Alien and Klaus the Fish.
Right. I've only watched a couple episodes and I think it's pretty funny. But I don't watch that much TV. So.
Yeah.
No big deal.
They're too busy trolling around Brokeback Mountain screenings. We also have Arthur and the Invisibles, Luc Besson's kind of a box office dud, but it's a cute little movie for kids. It's could have been better if they didn't have Jimmy Fallon in it. But you know, anything's better. Anything but a coffin is better without Jimmy Fallon.
Oh wow, that's lame.
Oh, you're looking up
Jimmy
Rachel.
Jimmy Fallon's gonna call. Yeah, now I'm looking.
He's looking
up Rachel.
Up Rachel McFarlane.
She's cute on the little.
She's
thumbnail.
Cute, but
I
she's sort of like.
Version,
yeah, she's, it's working. It's coming. It's you know.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, she's cute. Yeah, she's
cute
not a bad looking girl.
I'll do it.
And there's also Droopy, the complete theatrical collection.
Droopy's
Tex
good.
Avery.
That's classic, man.
Classic
I
stuff.
Mean, Tex Avery's good.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
So there we are. DVD roundup. Pan's Labyrinth. Rocks.
The fountain,
fountain
is yet to be determined.
You have no idea, although it made my top 10 worst
yeah,
list of the
TBA
year.
TBA on that one.
Yeah, so. But anyways, we're going to be coming back with hitting some entertainment news. Sorry, guys, no interviews this week, but we will be coming back with
yeah,
some.
Yeah, for the guys on Veercast, we got no famous people this
yeah,
week.
But next week, we're going to have famous people.
Yeah, you wait. We're going to just load you up.
We're
going
to have gay
people.
Porno stars, courtesy of me. All right, we'll talk to you later.
And we're back, Kevin. And
sound exhausting.
I don't know what's
this
going on.
This is taking a lot out of you. This episode is
I'm
really...
taking quite a beating in this episode,
right.
as you do. So I'm going to read some news because I know reading's kind of tough for you.
Oh, that's nothing. I got you. That you have to work harder than that.
I need a week.
Why don't you just call me fat? I am. I'm fat guys at the movies.
God.
All right.
Anyways.
Let's do entertainment news.
Some news. So we had a new Transformers trailer come up.
Oh my God, again Thursday. With Michael Bay.
Dude, seriously though, oh, I was online and the trailer popped up and I watched it and I started, you know, getting it ready for to put on Film School Rejects, and all of a sudden like my instant messenger like starts like popping up. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like
was
this
it,
is the
did
best
it actually
trailer
say
ever.
Oh my God, or did it say OMG?
Yeah, OMG, which we're gonna get to that later and what that actually means for movies now. but this
just
trailer
you did to so many chances I could just
freaking sweet, man. Like
okay,
all
here's
I can
my question
say is big, huge robots transforming and beating up on each other.
If you can get an operation that allowed you to have babies, would you have Michael Bay's baby?
Absolutely.
Yours.
Because this, I knew this movie yes. is gonna you think Shrek's gonna make bank. Transformers is gonna make killer bank.
I think it's gonna well yeah it's gonna do well. Oh. There's just so much competition out here. I'm looking forward to Transformers. It's gonna have no plot and no characters. It's gonna be absolutely stupid in that respect.
But it's going to be like Independence Day. Like, what do you need a plot for when you
yeah,
get, like,
but,
blowing
I mean,
up
I,
aliens?
I like it. I mean, I'm going to like it. I know, because I'm not expecting anything. Whereas, like, something like the Island, I was, you know, had some sort of, you know, I was stupid, and I actually thought that Michael Bay might make something intelligent.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I mean, you have
I
to
like
admit.
I like The Island.
Oh,
like
you're so...
Yeah. I'm the only one that I don't like of Michael Bay's movies is Pearl Harbor. Like, I thought... But yeah. Even in Pearl Harbor, the one thing about Michael Bay is, even in Pearl Harbor...
You mean that 18-hour epic?
In the 5 minutes of blowing up Pearl Harbor, that was awesome.
That was an awesome scene.
Because Michael Bay knows how to blow stuff up, so that's why I'm excited for Transformers. Because this new trailer just, it goes crazy. So, we got trailer, we got photos, Transformers is all over the place.
What other trailers do we have, Neil?
Oh my
do
gosh.
Tell.
OMG, Kevin.
OMG.
The Bratz trailer. I know I sent you a link to this.
You did. I actually watched it on your recommendation.
I was the only one of the entire online community brave enough to post this on our site.
That's true. And I watched it on your... And I'm dumber for watching it. I have lower IQ
yeah,
points
seriously.
Because I saw the film. That's just a trailer, let alone the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I was...
OMG.
It's actually... I was LOL. Yes.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I was R-O-F-L, or not even roll, is L-O-F-L, lying on the floor, you know, laughing, not even laughing.
I have no idea what any of that crap means. But for some reason when I'm typing, I can...
T-F-T-U, lying on the floor, throwing up. That's what I was doing.
So anyways, but they did actually make a Bratz movie. And
live action, no less.
A live action Bratz movie. So, but it's big. I mean, it's that is a big with the young teen girls thing,
like 11-year-old children.
So I think it'll do okay. Like the movie,
the girls
it'll do
date,
really well
right?
on DVD.
The girls yeah. you go dates.
Well, no, I have a friend though that trolls for like 12-year-olds.
Okay, now this is just.
I don't, but I know somebody who we always used to make fun of him. But then, like, every girlfriend he has is, like, younger and younger and younger and younger. He doesn't do the half and seven rule. You ever hear that? Where you divide your age in half and add seven, and that's, like, the normal age. So for you, it would be, like, you could date women that are, like, 40. So.
You still have to try harder, man. I'll tell you, though, you know what? I caught the... We saw the movie... This is a complete aside because it's about old chicks. And we saw the movie Away From Her, Sarah Polley's... directorial debut.
And at the end, all you had to say was,
what did I say?
You were like, wow, that movie wasn't that good, but Julie Christie's kind of hot for an old lady.
Julie Christie is good looking, man. I'd still do her. Yeah. She still looks good. And she's like, what, 90?
She's getting there. I don't know.
Her and Helen Mirren? Three-way man.
Yeah, it'd be the Helen and Julie,
Do we throw Jessica Simpson in there? I'm like all ready to go.
The elderly trifecta.
That's right.
You got that going on. But moving on, there's also, speaking of Jessica Simpson, we got
Woohoo!
The Blonde Ambition trailer, which I...
That I didn't watch because that was a 1-2 punch. You threw out Bratz, then you threw out Blonde Ambition. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
This has to be the most
Your street
asinine
cred
movie.
Was going up the window.
I am seriously dumber.
Does this have anything to do with Legally Blonde, or are they just like...
No, it's a movie where like she is this country bumpkin, and then her boyfriend moves away to the city, and she goes to like surprise... Willie Nelson plays her dad, so...
So it's an autobiography.
Apparently.
It's a
so,
biopic.
And she's like this, she goes, and she catches her boyfriend, like, you know, having a life and having another girlfriend, and then she has to survive, and she meets up with, like, Rachel Lee Cook and their friends, and she has to get a job. And
when do the giant robots come in and start blowing things up?
I don't know. That's the only thing that can save this movie. So
okay, so what else? What other news? Let's start talking about the girls.
Some big, a good friend of Film School Rejects, Tom Jane, who you will know as Frank Castle from the first Punisher movie,
or if you've seen Boogie Nights, he plays Todd Parker.
Yeah, Todd Parker. Yeah,
Parker.
Yeah, Tom Jane, really great guy. Dropped out of Punisher 2. Because he said, yeah, this is something that was kind of shocking to a lot of people because he was so gung-ho for this role. He was so gung-ho about the Punisher and the series and...
Well, I mean, nothing against Thomas Jane, but he hasn't become like this A-listing actor. You know, he's not like,
right.
You know, he's no Shia LaBeouf apparently because apparently. He's doing everything. God knows why. But I mean, Thomas Jane, he shows up in things and he's a working actor, but he's not the huge headliner.
But at this point, you can't really, it's going to be hard for them to do this movie now without Tom Jane because people are going to be used to him. It's like making Spider-Man 4 without Tobey Maguire. People are just used to that, whether
there is going to be a difference because Spider-Man 4, he's in a suit. It was the Batman movies. They could at least get through. I mean, my God, Val Kilmer and Batman,
Batman, it was terrible.
Well, yeah, but he's in a mask.
Val Kilmer, George Clooney, bleh.
No, it was both movies suck, but I think people were okay with that as opposed to changing somebody who you see, you know. And who would you get other than Tom Jane? What are you going to do?
You really can't.
You know, some Anthony Anderson?
I don't know who you get as the Punisher, but apparently... We may or may not be getting an interview with Tom Jane. I don't know if we'll have it on the show. But if you want to know about the Tom Jane interview, email Brian at filmschoolrejects.com and ask him where it is.
Where's the damn interview?
His editor/publisher is very upset that it's not ready yet.
He's curled up in a fetal position.
Someone promised it to the publisher of Film School Rejects.
He's shaking. He's I'm so upset.
And someone promised it to me, and it's not here yet. So we'll see if it comes to fruition.
Yeah, it's okay. Do we have any other good entertainment news? Anything cool coming up?
Some Dark Knight casting news.
Okay, quick.
Nestor Carbonell, the guy from Lost and Smoking Aces.
For those who don't know who he played in Lost, he plays sort of like Henry Gale or Ben's right hand man, the really good looking Italian.
If you're a Lost fan, I don't watch Lost.
Yeah, who kind of recruited him?
So
greatest show in television.
He's going to play the mayor of Gotham. The rapper David Banner is going to play Gamble.
The Hulk?
No.
The Hulk's going to play in the Dark Knight.
Not Bruce Banner. David Banner.
Oh.
I could sing one of his songs, but it would totally date you at this point. So.
Yeah, because nobody else is apparently.
And then Eric Roberts is going to play some mob guy in it.
That's a stretch. he's never done before.
Yeah.
Plays a heavy in a movie.
But so the cast is kind of coming together. It looks like a really solid cast, and
they're going to do another exciting, playing against type like with Billy Bob Thornton playing a drunk.
Yeah, there's also. There's also a rumor that there may be a trailer of The Dark Knight ahead of Harry Potter.
Ooh.
But it's been confirmed and unconfirmed. We have not yet gotten anyone at Warner Brothers to confirm that. So we can't say.
Well, we'll see. That's the news. We'll hopefully cross our fingers. If it's going to be anything, it's going to be just sort of like a bat
flying. Oh, but it would still be so cool.
You would be so cool. You get more tail than you would at a Brokeback Mountain.
That would be the most exciting thing about Harry Potter for me, because I'm not a big fan of Harry Potter.
You do hate Harry Potter, man.
So, anyways.
Even though you go around trolling for kids that look like Harry Potter. Anyways, we're going to move on now, and we're going to talk, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about Pirates of the Caribbean update for next week.
All right, Kevin, we're wrapping up here.
That's right. I'm exhausted from this thing.
This has been a rough show.
I've been loading so much abuse on you.
Like, I have lash marks after this show. And
like you did after Brokeback Mountain.
I assure you.
See, you just walk into this stuff. What can I do? I mean, come on.
I'm bringing the big gun next week. That's all
you did at Brokeback Mountain. See, there you go. You did it again. How can you? You're just setting me up. You're like got these. You're like the guy at the airport with the little lights going, come here and bring it on in.
Can I just finish the show?
No. Don't say something stupid because I'm going to jump all over you. All
right, Shrek, final grade, go.
Kind of rocked. I mean, sorry, I kind of sucked. I'm sorry, man. I was just...
Oh, it's the Alzheimer's kicking
that
in.
That is.
Oh, that sucks.
Sarah Polley making a movie about me.
Oh, yes.
Shrek kind of sucked.
I'm gonna say kind of rocks. Go see Shrek.
Go see it.
Just there's nothing else good out this week, at least.
So. Next week we've got two movies opening: Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End and Bug.
And Bug, yeah.
Which actually looks really good.
Looks creepy. I know you're planning on seeing it.
Oh yeah, heck yeah.
It was a stretch to get me to go see 28 Weeks Later.
Yeah,
so.
You're a little bit of a. You know, I was at the grocery store today, and I was gonna buy you something because they had all the flowers out there, and they had a thing. It's actually called a pansy box. I was gonna buy you a pansy box.
Excellent.
But I'm too cheap for a gag gift like that. Anyways, Pirates. Is this movie going to be done? Are we actually going
to
see it?
Yeah, the rumor is it's not done yet. And we both know we've been trying to figure out when the screenings are. And
well, they've got like public opening the movie on like at 8
Thursday.
O'clock. Yeah, like 8 o'clock in the night.
But unfortunately, we don't know if Pirates is done enough for critics to see it. And if I don't
see it,
I'm going to just be beside myself.
That's right.
But anyways, I'm sure it'll be done
like you are every night
Thursday.
Lying in bed. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I do this all the time. Anyway. I'll tell you, you know, I was at the toy store the other day, and oh my God, it's got plenty of Pirates merchandise out there.
Yes. So
hopefully. Oh, he's mad at me now.
Yeah. I don't really have much else to say. Really.
Well, should we wrap it up now?
Yes.
We've done enough damage for today.
Yes. Make sure, if you're out there, which I hope you are.
if you're still with us.
Make sure you check out the Summer Movie Smackdown on filmschoolrejects.com. And you can hit us up all the normal ways, fatguysofthemovies.com. That's all I have to say. All the other contact information is there. Or just rewind the show back to the beginning and skip over all those parts where Kevin blabbers on.
Yeah, whatever. All right. So. We will talk to you later and see you at the movies.
Adios.